Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I need two cards. One for
Phoebe. I already got you, Myra.
Okay, and did you ever send one out to Tabitha Campbell for her, whatever she was? I think it was like her aunt or something.
What, she was what?
I think it was her aunt passed away.
Yeah, I've been sent one out to her.
Okay, okay, all right. All right, well, thank you. Dang, get all my messages.
No, you've been telling me about,
No, I'm talking about Jamira, but I was...
Oh, no, 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 because I was, it was something I was about to go and ask Jamira or whatever, and then that's when I look and seen what was going on, and I'm like, oh, let me go and get her a car ready. It was something I was about to ask her, but it was pretty much my question was already answered.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I'm feel bad that her grandma passed, for real.
Yeah, it's crazy sad.
I was just like, she fought a good fight, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forgot what it was I was going to look for, and it was already right there in my face. No, I wanted to know what was going on with Mr. Cedric. That's what it was.
I was like, how he doing? I don't know, but he went to the doctor today, and nobody told me until about 10:15. And somebody gave him my number, and I like to think that it was your boss.
What?
Somebody gave Cedric my cell phone number, and I would like to think that it was your boss.
Yeah.
And he already even got blocked. I told him today, I said, don't call my phone because I don't hear it. Call me in the office. So, are you cool? Yeah, I'm in the office.
Saying he was supposed to go get a car or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. That's why I went to check and see. He was supposed to be going to get a car because Roscoe said something about it.
Yeah, but I think he never ended up getting one.
Oh.
But he is the doctor's today, and he sure did get a ride.
Okay, because I seen that Jamira said she took him to the emergency room yesterday, too.
Oh,
but she didn't go into detail.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Secretary always was telling me that he was about to get a car, so,
mm-hmm.
I mean...
He did go, but I'm not sure, like, what came of it.
Right, right.
And then, honestly, it might not even be safe for him to drive, like, when you think about it.
Right. My mouth shut. I was on the same page. I really was.
Like, honestly.
Mhm. I was on the same page. So.
I'm Gordon. That's for I'm so hungry.
Gordon.
Ain't that little salt?
Gordito's or whatever. I don't.
Gorditos.
I feel you, but I don't know. I know I gotta. My brother still want me to come up here for this interview after I get up out of here to be a bartender.
That's nice.
Yeah, quick money. That's what I want.
Mhm.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna call him in a little bit and see. You really don't even need to interview me, nigga. You already know I'm good.
I'm fine.
I just want to go home. I want to go home, Forrest.
I know. My daughter don't got dance today, so I'm super excited about that.
Right. I bet you is. You could go home and relax.
Yeah. I ain't got to run nowhere. Okay.
All right, Shuri. Let me know what you won't end up doing. I don't know if I want that.
I feel like I can go for a sub, too.
No, thank you. No, thank you, ma'am. No. I don't want no...
it's run by different people now.
Or different bugs or... or cockroaches. Or, I don't know.
It's run by different people now.
What?
Well, it's different people over there. What is going on with this door, honey?
Girl, I don't know. And, like, everybody just been buzzing that motherfucker.
No, like, real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well, all right. Talk to you in a little.
Okay.
Here go, what's the name? Dominique finally texting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.